FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Traffic officials are reporting that the M3 heading towards Durban at Townhill will not be opening anytime soon. It's after two trucks crashed into each other earlier.
We are diverting traffic. That's only cars at Peter Brown through the Pietermaritzburg CBD. All the trucks are being stacked currently. This scene is going to take quite a while for clearing up, and we're going to go well into the evening before this road is reopened.
That's the Road Traffic Inspectorate's Colin Govender. It's understood at this stage that the collision on Peter Brown Drive has resulted in hundreds of oranges left scattered across the roadway. Govender says the other truck was carrying a green powder identified as cobalt.
The fire services are still trying to establish the treatment, how severe this product is to the normal person that might be infected with the breathing in of this powder. So right now the scene has been cordoned off.
One of the drivers has been taken to hospital. And the health department's launched an investigation into the death of a medical intern at a Durban hospital. The Public Servants Association claims Alulu Tomaswi was instructed to continue working after alerting his supervising consultant that he was ill. The association claims that the newly diagnosed diabetic collapsed and died on Monday. KZN Health says senior managers from their head office were deployed to the hospital. Spokesperson Nati Oliphant says they've decided to conduct an investigation.
The department is struggling to come to terms with the extraordinary loss of staff members whose dedication and service left an indelible mark on their colleagues and communities.
In KZN Health's weekly podcast today, MEC Nomagugu Simelane Mgadi says they do not take the allegations against the senior doctor lightly. And an escort man convicted of multiple crimes after going on a crime spree in 2022 has been sentenced to life in prison. 35-year-old Tokozane Kubuka was further sentenced to 55 years imprisonment in the escort magistrate's court today. The NPA's Natasha Kara says in July 2022, Kubuka, who was armed, broke into a woman's house, robbed and raped her at gunpoint in the area under KZN's Uthukela district. He fled and then robbed a couple who were returning home from work before also attacking the woman. Kara says the couple reported the matter and he was arrested.
The man was sentenced to life imprisonment for rape, 15 years imprisonment for each of the three counts of robbery with aggravating circumstances, 5 years imprisonment for sexual assault, and 5 years imprisonment for pointing a firearm. He will effectively serve a term of life imprisonment, and he was declared unfit to possess a firearm.
And abroad, Russians and Ukrainians have ended their first face-to-face talks in over 3 years, a meeting in Istanbul. The talks lasted just over 90 minutes. Separately in Albania, where European leaders are meeting, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for strong Western action against Russia. This includes new sanctions if peace talks in Istanbul fail to produce a breakthrough today. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 26 tomorrow, Richards Bay 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Eben Etzebeth fit to start for the Hollywood Bet Sharks against the Scarlets tomorrow. Aston Villa take on Spurs in one of two Premier League matches coming up this evening. And Man City hoping to get something out of a disappointing season in the FA Cup final against Crystal Palace tomorrow.